together. I forgot what. It joins Southwest Pass into the Million Bay together, I believe.
Like a strait?
Like a strait, something like that. It's a bad water anyway when the weather's bad. And they was coming in a sailboat. My grandfather and this old man that stabbed this man, that bled him, you know. And I don't know if he wasn't even my... You know, I told you about my grandfather sleeping at this fella's house, you know, in the, to hide, to come to Pecan Island. Well, you know, he had come to stay there to wait to come to Pecan Island. And the old man sent for somebody, sent for the sheriff. Well, I don't know if it wasn't that old man he was with. And when they got to that place, the weather was so bad they couldn't come on. They couldn't get in. You see, the weather, the bad weather wouldn't let them, the waves wouldn't let them take in the canal or the bayou, whatever it was, and they had to get over and stay all night there. And he told that to Grandpa. He said, Andre, he said, I'll tell you the truth. Damn, that's picking this up. Andre, he said, I'll tell you the truth. He said, don't never bleed a man like a hog. He said, you know I could kill you that tonight. He said, and Grandpa said he was so nervous he couldn't sleep. He said, talk about a man getting up and hitting at a daylight. He said, he was so scared he couldn't rest. He said, don't you never do that. He said, I bled a man like a little nigger had saw him. You see, at the same time they sent him out there, a little nigger saw him, and they picked up that little nigger and they threw him overboard in Southwest Pass. Never did see the little nigger no more. They do cruel things, just those people in those days. But that went on everywhere, a lot of places. In your country, they do that too. And in them liquor countries, in them moonshine hills and all that, they do bad things there too. I never did go there, but I hear them tell their tales.
Did they ever make that here?
No. They bootleg whiskey a little bit, you know. Maybe 2-3 guys that I know of learned how to make moonshine whiskey. But they just make it for their own use. Maybe sell it in maybe 5 or 10 gallons a year or something like that. But it never was no. Now they, and then they made beer, but everybody made his own beer. Everybody learned how to make that beer.
Call that?
They call it
homebrew.
Everybody made his own homebrew. They still do, some of them.
The place where they sold whiskey.
My father made his own wine all his life. Papa, his own wine, he made wine. He never did make whiskey. I never knew he ever tried to make whiskey, but he'd make his own wine. And we'd make our own beer too. My husband made his own beer and wine too. I was gonna make me some too, but I was too lazy to go pick the blackberries this year.
Miss Connor, do you ever hear of the Blind Tiger?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, when you washed a shirt in hot water, it...
Fade.
Or it did what? It shred?
Shrunk.
Yeah. Seemed like everyone you washed back in the old days...
Yeah.
Did what?
They shrunk or they faded a little bit, huh?
Yeah. In other words, that was, you had to watch that when you were washing things back?
Oh yeah, and you're really talking about material.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it wasn't a safe dye like now. I mean, everything, you had to be careful in the olden times.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I thought you were just bringing back a reflection to our people. You know, yeah, in the olden times, a lot of things faded. You had to watch out, and you couldn't wash, soak it overnight, or... But now anything is permanent color now.
Now, a girl was getting ready to go to a party and she would spend a lot of time.
Oh yeah, but I was telling